Canada's broadcast regulator has given the green light to Al Jazeera's English network. The CRTC says the Qatar-based television network will expand the diversity of views in the Canadian broadcasting system. Margot Kelly has more on the story.
We're absolutely delighted.
The managing editor of the Al Jazeera English channel, Tony Berman, says the network should be on the air in Canada by January or February. With more than 1,000 staff and 70 bureaus around the world, he believes it will be popular.
I think Canadians, so much more than many other people, are interested and engaged in the world, and I think AJE will help service them.
In 2004, the CRTC approved Al Jazeera's Arabic network, but attached such onerous monitoring conditions that Canadian cable and satellite companies balked. This time around, the regulatory body says there was overwhelming support for Al Jazeera's English network. Jewish groups were satisfied after Tony Berman offered to set up a committee with B'nai B'rith to respond to editorial concerns. But not everyone is happy. Mike Fagelman is with Honest Reporting Canada.
Obviously, we still have concerns about Al Jazeera English's editorial independence from its Arabic counterpart, along with apprehensions that reporting about Israel and the Middle East might be unfair or potentially contain inaccurate and unbalanced content.
Arab groups, though, are celebrating. Mohammed Boujinan is with the Canadian Arab Federation.
During the Gaza crisis, Al Jazeera was the only network that could relay images to the rest of the world. I mean, Canadians have the right to see what was happening.
In addition to bringing the world to Canadians, Al Jazeera will be setting up a bureau here and showcasing Canadian stories around the globe. Margot Kelly, CBC News, Toronto.